Kerr stepped forwards, put his hands on the rail in front of him. No more delays. Only one of you is getting out of this. Only one gets to go home. Korax picked up the trident. I'm sorry, Falcon. I could give him no answer. Kurz retreated into the shadows again. Remember what I said, brother, he whispered to me. I had barely wrapped my hand around the sword's hilt when Korax lunged. His feet left the ground, his leap taking him halfway across the small arena. Dragging the blade free, I rolled and felt the trident punch the earth where I'd been standing. A second blow darted past my cheek, tearing it open and flecking the sand with blood. I parried, smashing a third trident thrust aside and landing a heavy punch to Korax's midriff, staggering him back. I had a second's rest, but he came at me again, crafting a series of small but piercing jabs against my improvised defense. I had never fought Korax before, but had seen him in battle often enough. His fighting style was not unlike the avian creature from which he took his honorific. Deft, probing attacks, like the snapping of a beak, assailed me. He was swift, with an ever-shifting combat posture, attacking my blind side and often moving into peripheral assault patterns. I turned and blocked, took small cuts on my arms, torso and legs. He was relentless, and had not spent the last few months or years of his life trapped in a cell. Furthermore, he was willing to kill me. There was a fury to his attacks, something I had not yet embraced for the duel. Since picking up his trident, a change had come over my brother, one I was unprepared for. The abyss returned in my mind, beckoning as the hot nails pushed deeper into my skull, stimulating my anger and need for violence. Was I the monster Kurz had described all those years ago on Karatan, when I had burned that Eldar child to ash for her part in killing Seraph? Was it retribution, or had I just used that to justify an act of sadistic self-satisfaction? I reeled, feeling my sanity unpicking at its already frayed seams. Korax landed a telling blow, the trident lodged in my left pectoral, digging into muscle and below. I would have screamed were it not for the wedge in my mouth gagging me. Rage! I cut a savage wound across Korax's torso as he found his guard compromised with the trident still impaled in my body. Rage! I snapped the trident's haft in two, leaving the fork still embedded in my flesh. Rage! I threw down my sword and hurled myself at Korax. I am strong, perhaps the physically strongest of all my father's sons. Korax had claimed as much once. Now he felt it firsthand. With a single blow of my clenched fist, I smashed apart his helmet's grill, revealing his anguished mouth beneath, spitting blood. I landed a second punch around his left ear, snapping his head to the side and denting the helm inwards. Korax shrieked like a bird. I wanted to break his wings, fracture that weakling skull. Despite his attempts to fend me off, a knee into my chest, a heavy jab to my exposed kidneys, a throat strike, I overwhelmed him. With sheer bulk, I bore him down to the earth. He grunted as his back hit the ground hard, and I punched the air from his lungs. Like a vice, my hands were around his throat. Straddling him, Korax's arms pinned by my knees, he couldn't move. All he could do now was die. During the savage assault, his helmet had come apart. I saw his dark eyes staring at me, that quiet wisdom turned to terror. I squeezed harder, feeling his toughened larynx giving way to my fury as I slowly crushed it. His eyes bulged in their sockets, and through blood-rimed teeth, he choked two words. Do it. At my side, I felt the presence of Ferris. his skeletal form hovering in my peripheral vision. "Duh, Ed," he rasped. Above me, in the amphitheatre, held fast but still struggling, I heard Nemato whisper, "Do it." It would be so easy. I had but to tighten my grip a fraction, and I stopped. Fingertips still clinging to the edge of the abyss, I hauled myself up and rolled away from its burning depths. In that moment, I knew I would not be granted my freedom. I wanted to kill Korax to sate my rage.
"Kill him, Vulcan,"
Kurz snarled, rushing up to the rail.
"He's finished. Claim your freedom."
"Return to your legion,"
urged Ferus.
"It is the only way."
I released my grip around Korax's throat and let him go. Exhausted, physically and mentally, I rolled off my brother and onto my back. "No, I won't do it," I gasped, breathing hard. "Not like this."
"Then you have damned yourself,"
hissed Ferus. Not knowing what had happened, Korax got to his feet, picked up my fallen sword, and stabbed me through the heart. I came round, screaming. I had returned to my cell, but was still on my back. The door was intact, and there was no evidence of my recent escape. I was strapped down to a metal slab, arms, legs, and neck. I couldn't move, and there was a metal wedge in my mouth, gagging me. Surrounding me was a coven of human psychers, feral-looking, with strange sigils daubed on their bodies and robes.
"Devinites,"
Kurz explained as he walked into my eyeline, before killing every one of the witches in a sudden and violent blur.
"They have served and failed their purpose," he said when he was done butchering them.
It was a lie, visions implanted in my mind. Kurz removed the wedge from my mouth. "Did you expect me to kill him?" I snarled. My brother looked profoundly unhappy.
"You are not noble. You are no better than me,"
he muttered, before killing me again.